Hold on.
And our Svirin is printed after Svirus Oima at the Filler. Boina Shloila, Akhil Tzibisuni, the Moshe Avdecha, this was Svirus Oima. Today the Taharaini, Meklik Hoseini, Meklik Hoseini. And we ask, V'chein Yerutim Ufanecho, So I'd like to speak a little bit about this tefillah. What does this tefillah mean? Because it's printed in all the Siddurim, both Nisach Sfad and Nisach Ashkenaz. And many people say it, but yet most people don't really understand what does it mean that through the Svirus Oima should be Mesaken this middah, that middah, what are these middahs? How is one Mesaken all these middahs? One of the major poskim on Shulchan Aruch is the Chok Yaakov, printed in the Shulchan Aruch. And he actually is very upset about people who say this tefillah. And he writes the following words, Nehagim loyma mizmoy elakim yuchaleini vivorcheini v'chein kuse b'mugen avroa. That's written in the Mugen Avroa. However, chadushim mikurev boi. Recently, there's been an innovation. We see nisach hasfira al pi hasov, and they're printed into the Siddurim al pi kabula v'kavunas hasafiros. Look at different kavunas. And it's been printed for the masses to say. If emes, the truth is, writes the Chok Yaakov, loy nua leksil kovoy. This is a pusik in Mishle, in Perichovov. The pusik says there, just like if it snows in the middle of summer when you're trying to bring in your harvest, it's not a good thing, Adarabin, it ruins the crop. Carries on the pusik and says, similarly, loy nua leksil kovoy. It's not kedai to give a fool covered, because then he'll really believe that he's a clever person. So by being machabed a fool, you're making him believe what all his narishkeit has got something to it. So writes the Chok Yaakov, a very sharp allusion. So for a simple person who doesn't understand all these things, to say, Rabbi Nishloilem, I want through my sphere, so Oima Ashabi Mesakin and Alumis Al Yoinim, this sphere and that sphere, it's meaningless. Loinu Alexil cover. So the Chok Yaakov, we see, is very against us saying this tefillah. This is only to be said by Mekibulim, people who understand. What does it mean, the Sfiras Olumis Aroi? The Rebbe of Melech, Chisya Yudin Aleini, writes in Sefer Kuten about the importance of saying the Tefillah L'Shem Yichud. And writes the Rebbe of Melech, before a person does a mitzvah, any mitzvah, whether it should be a deraisa, whether it should be a derabunan, before you do a mitzvah, think to yourself and say, through doing this mitzvah should be l'shem yichid kitsha briche yishchintai. I want to be miyachad yishchintai. Do we really understand what it means to be miyachad yishchintai? However, says the Rebbe of Melech, yargilis atzmoy loy mezois betoyach yis v'nimis halev. You should get used to saying this with your whole being, with your whole fiber. If a hemshech hazman, Yargish Ba'ura Gedoyle Ba'amirazi. And in the course of time, you'll see, although perhaps you don't really understand what it means, but if you say it with Kavuna, in the course of time, you'll come to feel a big Hisoris, that every action that I'm doing is not a bigamacht. Everything has got very weighty implications. And when I do something, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. I'm doing a nachas riach for the Rabbi Nishloim. So although we don't really understand what it means, says the Rebbe Melech, still you should say it.
You should do it.
These words are echoed by the Uruch HaShulchan here in Hilchos Fiyasoi. He quotes that there were rabbim, shetoivim, who are against saying this tefillah of Ravoyne Shalom. Rabbim v'gadoylim, hisrami, they were annoyed, because heim dvorim ha'oimdim b'rimo shalom, v'ein apisim rui lezeh. This is not for the masses to say. Aber, zog da orcha shilchen, avon achshov kevar regilim la'omroi b'hamoi. However, says Rosh Hashanah, despite this, today the Hamoinon does all say it. The Hispalius Hamnefesh. The same words that the Rebbe of Melech writes, that if you get used to saying L'Shem Yichud, you will in the course of time feel a Ha'ura Gedoyle, writes the Rosh Hashanah. Although Gedoyle said we shouldn't say this tefillin, Hamoinon says it, and not only do they say it, but they take a statement to Moedike Hispalius Hanefesh. Similarly, Yisod v'shorish havoida writes, because Sfiras Ha'oyma is such an important mitzvah, and it's a tikkun gudel v'nifla l'tayis nafshoy, therefore writes Yisod v'shorish, that's why they were mesaken achat tefila to say this bakusha of Yehirutzoy, v'ruin odem shishalot tefilazi bekavuna atzima v'shivrin lev ma'oyd. You should say it, mamish, gewaldige kavuna, ki hize kal udam lesaken, nafshoi boide bechayim chiyisu. So, although many people are saying this tefillah, we don't, all of us, really understand what does it actually mean. Shebeschis tefias ha'oyme, yesikem mashu pegamti, like I said, today is the 24th day of the Oyme, we want to be mesaken teferes shebenezer. What's teferes shebenezer? What does this all mean? What does it mean? Chesed, gevira, teferes, netzach, hoid, yesoid, malchus, these are the seven spheres. How are we, what are these spheres? How are we mesaken? So I want to start off with the gewaldige Wort, was the Zayde Chotkev Rebbe writes, B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov. On a pusik in last week's Pasha, in Pasha's Kedoshim, is the Pasha of the Arroyos. And one of the psikim there, the Pasha of the Arroyos, is written, V'ish asher yikach es achoysoi chesedi. Somebody who is mezame with his sister, it's a chesed. Chesed? What do you mean chesed? So Rashi already explains, chesed is a lushan cherpa. It's a lushan of an abomination. Not only is this an aveira, but it's such a nidrig aveira, such a low aveira, it's a cherpa, it's an abomination. Azoi Rashi's masbir the pshitoi shomik. However, Frik the Baal Shem Tov, so why did the pusuk say this? V'ish asher yikach es achoysoi cherpa hi. Why does the pusuk use the lushan of chesed? Gezuk the Baal Shem Tov a gewaltige yisod. We know Avrum Avini, his middah was middas achesed. Avrum Avini put himself out gemilas chasudim v'yita eshel achila shesia levia. Even if came in three people and he thought Kesova Arviim Heim, Shemishtachvim Lehevel, Le'avak Shebergleyem, he thought that would, even for such people, he ran to shech three extra cows to feed each one the choicest part of the tongue. Unbelievable middah of Chesed. This was the middah of Avrum Avini. And from Avrum Avini came out Yitzchok mit Yishmuel. Yishmuel state in the Sforim, he was channeled through him the bad part of Midas HaChesed. Avrum Avinu was a son of Terach. And there was a certain Timur, a certain Zihama, which Avrum Avinu had inherited from his father Terach. And this had to be channeled out. And this went to Yishmuel. Yishmuel inherited what's called chesed nefila, a corrupt form of chesed. This is why the Gemara tells us, Asura kabim znis yod l'oilom, tisha notli arviyah. Darvim, they took Tishakabim of Nis. Why? Because Yishmuel inherited Chesed Nefila, corrupt form of Chesed. Later came Yitzchok Avinu. His middah is Midas Gevira, Amoydika Pachad. From Yitzchok Avinu came out Yaakov and Esav. Esav's middah is Retzicha, Al Charbacha Tichya, because he received the corrupt form of Midas Gevira. Corrupt form of Midas Gevira results in Retzicha. Till came Yaakov Avinu, this is Midas Tiferes. So what we see from this Vav, Zukta Baal Shem Tov, now as follows. A person can have the mid of Chesed in a kusha way, like Avraham Avinu, or you can have it in a treifa way, like Yishmuel. You can have the mid of Gevira in a kusha way, like Yitzchok, or you can have it in a treifa way, like Esav. Tells us the Torah, Ve'ish ashe yikach esach oisoi. Somebody who is mezana with his sister, which there can't be something which is lower and more despicable than that. Chesed. You know why he did this? Because he has an abundance of the middah of chesed. Chesed is to care for another, to feel attached to another. Unfortunately, however, this middah ha-chesed, which he has in abundance, hasn't been channeled in the right way. He's got a corrupt form of Midas HaChesed. And that corrupt form of Midas HaChesed has brought him to such depravity to end up being Mezana with his sister. It's a corrupted form of Midas HaChesed. Writes Reb Tzudik HaKoyim, there are people who they have very, very strong Yetzer Hara. They feel they can't control themselves. They've got moidike nesyonis, moidike tavus. Writes of Tzudek HaKoyen in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Mi shiyesh loy teshike gedoyle le tavus hagif. Somebody's a big taver for self-indulgence. He has to have this, he has to have that, whatever it should be. Al yis'atzev bezeh lachshoyv kama pogim hi. He shouldn't write himself off and feel that oy bezoy, that's a simon. His neshom is pogim, he's a lost cause, because he's got such a strong tava. Ki adarabba, just the opposite. You know what it means? It means he's a keili michem latoikev ahavas v'teshikas derishas ho'emes. This is the person, if he'll channel his inner koiches in the correct way, he can reach great heights. You know, sometimes you go, for example, to a, let's say, a chasna, and you see the zayid of the chusun, the kala, sitting there. He's sitting there, he's not even got a smile on his face. He's sitting there, he's bored, stiff, looking at his watch. He's totally oblivious. He might as well be sitting by a hesped. You can see he's bechlal not nisoira. It's like a cold stone. This is the same fellow who, when he goes to a moedika drusha, and everybody in the tzim is being this oira, he's sitting there, and he doesn't hear it. He doesn't have that inner koichus hanefesh. You have somebody else who's the opposite spectrum. The smallest little thing turns him on. There's some singer comes to town, he's already dancing, his already week before, and he's all on a high, he's moedika, full of his rakshas. It shows he's got moedika koichas. Those koichas just need to be channeled for the right things, not for narishkeiten, not for forbidden things. But that inner bremus ahot, he can use that to climb to great heights. Zugrib Tzudek HaKoyen, if you are being schlepped by moedika yetzahur, which feel is trying to schlep you down, don't be depressed. That's just a simon that you possess. Moedika koiches hanefesh. Those koiches hanefesh now need to be channeled in the correct way, to use it the correct way. Zugrib Tzudek HaKoyen. This is the pshat in the story in the Gemara Masechta Sikha, that the Gemara tells us that Abaya once saw a young bucha with a young girl walking together out of town. And Abaya was thought that these two people are going to walk out of town, and then they're going to do an Avei together when there's no one around. So he thought he better walk behind them to separate them from doing an Issa, until they came to a crossroads. They came to the crossroads, the Bucha said to the girl, "Be very enjoyable your company, but I need to go to the right and you need to go to the left," and they parted ways. And Abaya, says the Gemara, was very upset. He said, "If I would have been that Bucha in his shoes, I wouldn't have been able to hold myself back from doing an Aveira." And this Bucha just managed just like that. The Gemara is a Pella. How come Abaya say this? The Heiliger Amoira Abaya. Now, Zuk the Gemara, from here we see, Kol Hagudel Machaveiroi Yitzroi Gudel Hemeni. And this Gemara is difficult to understand. Really? Is that really so? The great Gedoilim? No, Zuk Reb Tzuda Kakoi Nebshat is that Kol Hagudel Machaveiroi, anybody who's achieved great heights, is Yitzroi Gudel Hemeni. He's got Moedike Koiches HaNefesh. Those Koiches HaNefesh could have been channeled in the wrong way, but he's channeled them in the right way. So this is our Avoida. It comes the days of Sfiras Oima. Our Avoida is to be Mesaken all these Middas. Chesed, Gevira, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus. So we start with Middas HaChesed. As we explained, Middas HaChesed, there's a Kusha form of Middas HaChesed, to do Chesed Bein Udom LeChaveroi. The Mo'anayim and Pasha Shmini explains that Ahavas Hashem is also part of Middas HaChesed. This is all under the umbrella of Chesed, whether it should be Ahavas Yisroel, V'ahavta Hashem LeKechel. This is all Middas HaChesed. Our Avoida is to channel our Middas HaChesed, those feelings of Ahava which we have inside ourselves, not for treifa Ahavas, not for wrong Ahavas, not to do it in the correct way, either v'ahavta recha kamoicha or v'ahavta Hashem elekecha. Then there comes the middah of gevira. Middah of gevira is the middah of pachad. Sometimes people use the middah of pachad in the wrong way. They like to frighten other people. They intimidate other people. They want that other people should feel somehow underneath them. They hold themselves higher than other people. This is a Midas HaGevira. I'm putting somebody else down. So the Mu'enayim, the Emes of Midas HaGevira is to use on yourself. Eize Gibber, HaKoyvish is Yitzroy. This is the middah of Gevira which we should be working on. Then comes the middah of Tiferes. Explains the Mo'anayim. Tiferes is the middah we say every day in Boruch Sha'oma. Inna fo erichol. I want to beautify the Torah, the mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah of zekeili va'anvein. It's not good enough just merely to perform the mitzvahs. But one should do the mitzvahs in a beautiful way, a hidden mitzvah. Some people, they use the middah of Tiferes only on Devorim Gashmim. They always need to have the latest gadget, the most expensive item one can buy, the most beautiful, the most eye-catching. This is a Gashmiyistika middah of Tiferes. Our Avoida is to take that middah, the middah of Tiferes, and use it in our Avodas Hashem. I'm not happy just to have a second-rate Arbaminim, a second-rate set of Machzorim. Yeah, Machzorim, I've got this set of Machzorim for the last 50 years already. Yeah, half the pages are torn and they're yellow. It doesn't matter. His car has got to have the latest model. But the Machzorim is good from the 50s. Go and buy yourself a beautiful set of Machzorim. Bekiva Eger writes, a person will learn better if he learns from a Sefer, which is a Geschmacker print. It's nice. Use that middah that you have, that you're makpid, you're fussy about having nice items. Not just for gashmias, but use it for rochnias. This is the middah of Tiferes. Then comes the middah of Netzach. This is where we are now. Netzach is a lushan fin nitzuchayim. Explains the Mu'anayim. This is what the Gemara tells us, La'olam yargis udam yetzer hatoiv al yetzer hara. A person has to make sure that it's the yetzer hatoiv who he is on the top. He is higher than the yetzer hara. The middle of Gevira was if you had a battle, try and conquer it. Midas Netzach is even higher. Don't allow yourself to have the battle in the first place. Always make sure that Yetzer HaTov is higher up. Don't bring yourself to a Mukim of Nisoy. Then comes the Midah of Hoid. The Midah of Hoid is Maramas on the Torah. To know Hoidecho al HaShemoyim. A person has to learn better, learn more. Then comes the Midah of Yisod. Yisod, Shaitamani Sforim, is the Midah of Kedisha, in Yunim of Tzniyas, and so on. The Mu'anayim says, through the Midah of Yisod, this is Makasha, all other Midahs together. And then comes the Spitz level, the last week before Shavuos, the Midah of Malchus, when a person comes to the realization, as Ein Luni Melech Ela Uta, everything becomes Butl to the Rabbein Shem. This is the Avoider. So comes the Yimei Sfira, our Avoider, is to examine all these Midas, which is, in other words, is our behavior, and to channel them. I want to be Masakan, instead of a corrupt form of Chesed, the corrupt form of Gvina, so on, to have the correct form. And this is Dafka, these days in Sfira, so Oima, this is the Avoider. There's a Groisa Chiddush, which is written in a number of Mekibulin, about the Talmidei Rebbe Kiva. The Korban Nesanel Al Harosh wrote a sefer, a Haguda Shel Pesach, called Harmarbe Lesaper. And not a well-known Haguda, it's printed only once about 200, 250 years ago. And in his Haguda, he brings a Medrash Rabba. We know in Parshas Bullock, it's written that Bullock hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And Bilam wanted to go and curse Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbein Shem came to Bilam, Vayuvo Yelakim al Bilam Laila, and he said, you can't curse Klal Yisrael. When was this Laila? Vayuvo Yelakim al Bilam Laila. Says the Medrash Rabba, Zer Shomakusev Lel Shemirim Hi Lashem, Hi Ha Laila Hazeh. So Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. The Rebbein Shem came to Bilam, Lel Haseida, said you can't go. Zuk the Korban Asana. So Bilam tried a few times to curse Klal Yisrael. It didn't work. So then afterwards, the end of Parshas Bullock, he came up with another Eitzah. He says to Bullock, I've got another Eitzah. We can be Machshel Klal Yisrael with the Benois Moyov. So says the Korban Asana, this took place in the days of the Sfiras HaOimer. Lefi Mashmuz Divrei HaMedrash Hamnal Hoyezehu Inyan Vayichal Ha'om Liznois HaBenois Moyev Bizman Sfiras HaOimer. And as a result, there came about a Magefa, and 24,000 Yidins died in this Magefa. Now, says the Korban Asanel, and these words of the Korban Asanel are written as well in the Ramah Mipanoi and the Megalit Amikos, the same Yisod. But I'm reading the words of the Korban Asanel. V'Hashem Yodeha, Rabbein Shloilem knows, Im loy hoy oysom chuf dalet alufim talmidei Rebbe Kiva Shemesi bizman ahi Gilgilim oysom chuf dalet elef shodoy deyo. The Rabbein Shloilem knows that those 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva who died in the time of the Sfira HaOimer, they were all Gilgilim of those 24,000 people who died in our fellowship with the Benois Moyev. Says the Korban Asanel, V'lekach gozri chazal shloi lissa nushim bimei hasfira. This is the reason why they made the gezeira that one can't get married in the days of the Sfira, kedei lezaken es hasnith sha'ovri beyumim oheim bizman hazeh. In order to put right that aveira, that the 24,000 who died in Benois Moyev, that's why we can't make chasna in the days of Sfira. V'hirachem yachach. And if what I've said is wrong, says the Kohen Asanel, the Rabbi Nishloilem should be moichel. So this gewaldige chiddush, with the Kohen Asanel writes, is written as well in the Ramami Panuri and the Megala Amikus. Now they add on another little knach. Mavoshim mentions it. How could it be, and why was it that these Groyser mentioned the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva were like Nohagi Kovit Zerbezer? How can this happen? Why? Zug the Megala Amikus and the Ramami Panuri. Chuf Dalet Elef Talmidim Rabbi Kiva Shel Cholki Kovit Zerbezer. You want to know why? Bezochram Ovoin Shittim Shloi Hitari Mimeni. This was because they remembered what they had done in the previous Gilgal with the Bnei Smoyev. They all remembered this fellow, that guy. They were all Nichshol with the Bnei Smoyev. And they remembered it. So therefore, Lecholki Kuvet Zeleze Bezochram Ovoin Shittim Shloi Hitari Mimeni. And they hadn't yet become purified from that Aveda, it may see Misa Tenula, and therefore they died a second time. It would appear that although they remembered what everybody else had done, it looks like they didn't remember what they themselves had done. And this is Ein Uda Meroya Nige Atzmoy. People only see others' chesroinus. One doesn't see one's own thoughts. So they were able to see what the others had done, and therefore they felt they couldn't be mechaber them. I can see your previous Gilgal, what you did. They didn't see what they themselves had done. Why was this dafka b'mei hasfiyus o'oymet? It looks like the whole year round they didn't remember what had happened the previous Gilgal. But it came the time of the sfiyus o'oymet, and that's the time when the Yidin, though 24,000, was then nikshul b'bnoi smoyov. So since it came b'yumei mahem b'zman hazeh, so therefore became this oira and their memory what they had all done in the previous Gilgal. Therefore they felt they couldn't be mechabed one the other, and then they were nifter a second time. Now if we look in Parshas Bullock, it's written there that when Zimri came with his with Cosby, with all everybody else, came in front of Moshe, shteit in the pusik v'heim boichim pesach oil moyed. The Sanhedrin, all the Groyser mentioned, they were all crying. The Targum Yonason writes, V'inen bachyon v'karyon shema. They were crying and they were saying Krishma. Krishma? Why were they saying Krishma? Middle, out of the blue, somebody said Krishma when they were faced with this spectacle. Zug the Chot Kivareba, with this vort in the Baal Shem Tov, V'isha sheikach esachoysoy chesed hi. That when one sees a corrupt form of chesed, it has to be channeled into a kusha form of chesed. So these 24 people who were nichshel, 24,000 people, they were nichshel in a corrupt form of chesed. And this resulted in them doing this aveira. So therefore they lined Krishma, because Krishma is v'ahavtu es Hashem Elokecha. They channeled that corrupt form of chesed, that should be elevated and come into v'ahavtas Hashem l'kech. V'yikach roimach b'yudoy. Says the Pusik Vaita that Pinchas came and he took a spear. So the Rebbe roimach is reish mem ches. Is meram is this koyach of the 248 words of Krishna. Once they have channeled that chesed nefila, the corrupt form of chesed, and elevated it into v'ahavtas Hashem l'kechel. So came Pinchas, v'yikach roimach b'yudoy, v'ateutza ha-mageifa. And through this, the mageifa came to an end. And this is our avoider in the Yemei HaSafira. The Chok Yaakov, in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel, quotes another reason why we don't make chasna in the Meha sphere. Besides the well-known reason, because the patira of Talmid Rabbi Kiva, bring the Chok Yaakov b'shem the Shibula HaLegem and Rabbeinu Yerichem. Another reason, the Mishnah brings in the Seftas Idios, a machloikus about when are Rishuim punished in Gehenna. We know the people who are Vedim, Sekadish, 11 months. The reason being is because the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Indias, Mishpat Rishur Begehenem is Yitbeis Chodesh. And a person doesn't want to act in a way as if he's regarding his parents as Rishur. Someone doesn't say 12, one says 11. However, that's only one opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Niri says, Mishpat Rishur Begehenem is Mi Pesach Va'av Atzeres. It goes from Pesach till Atzeres. That's it. Why only from Pesach until Atzeres, not longer than that? And why picked in this tekifa? Is the Chok Yaakov says, because Mishpat Rishon Begehenem, the Pesach Atzeres, therefore now is not the correct time to be making a chasman, because there's a din and shemayim about all the Rishon. Oh, but why, Tak, is it dafka mi Pesach vat Atzeres? Ot gezuk de beis Yisroel, you know why a person is a Rusha? He's a Rusha because he didn't utilize those days of the Sfiras Ha'oimah. If he would have utilized the days of the Sfiras Ha'oimah to be masaken what he had done wrong, he wouldn't have been a Rusha. He would have corrected everything and he would have been mekabel the Torah properly. Why is this person remained a Rusha? Because he didn't utilize properly the Yemei HaSfiras. So because he didn't utilize, he may have sphere. That's why after 120 is Mishpat Rishum Begehenem is Mi Pesach Va'ad Atzeres. So this is Taka, our Avoida. Our Avoida is to utilize correctly the Yemei HaSfira. And then one is Zoicha, that these days become like the Ramban says in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Emoy, that the days of Sfira Sohoyma are like Chol HaMoyed. But there's one of the greats of Tzadikim, Nuchum Ber Yusadigera, in the Santazak. He said, you know, the Hanhoga, Chol HaMoyed and Avelis, is a similar type of Hanhoga. In Chol HaMoyed, one's not allowed to make a wedding. Chol HaMoyed, you're not allowed to have a haircut. Similarly, Loyalani, somebody's an Oval, also, one doesn't make Chasna, he can't have a haircut. So the Hanhoga of the Sfiras Ha'oimah is one doesn't make chasna, one doesn't make haircuts. But what is koiveya if the reason is because it's an avelus, or because it's like the Ramban says, it's yemei chol hamoed? It all depends on the person himself. If he doesn't utilize these days properly, this is the bechinah of mishpat rishum gehenem pesach atzeres, it's the inyan of avelus. One can't go to chasna, one can't have haircuts. However, if one is masakin, and one puts right, and one utilizes these days properly, then not only these days chas v'shulam, not b'chin of avelus, this is a teg of chol hamoed, of simcha, the boishim zol helfe, we should all be zoicha, to be mekabel the Torah, the simcha, omen ken
yirutz. Omen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.